now, Strauss. Episode 2 of PB&J.
Yay!
All right. You want to start with today, Brenda, story time?
Yes. Today, once upon a time, we were a little bit saucy one day. Saturday.
One day, you mean so far? Every day of quarantine?
Basically. So, one of these days in quarantine, we got a little tipsy and decided to make breakfast burritos. At what time?
10 p.m.
At 10 p.m., we decided to have the brilliant idea of doing breakfast burritos with hot links.
Let me break it down. All right. So, I'm not a big fan of breakfast. I'm okay with breakfast. Brenda loves breakfast.
It's so good.
But I do like burritos. Who doesn't?
I'm like, yum.
And I was thinking, all right, well, I like breakfast burritos. So, I remember we had hot links. And so, instead of such, I'm like, oh my God, hot links would be amazing. You got the nice spiciness of the hot link and the grease will blend so well with the egg and the cheese and the potato. Oh. Mm-hmm. So in my head, I'm like, this is going to be delicious. And lo and behold, we made them. Holy crap, were they good.
Amazing.
They were fucking delicious. Even you, instead of using a freshly shredded potatoes, we used the potatoes that were in a carton.
Oh yeah, our quarantine spuds. Sorry.
And they were good. They were actually really good.
And they were easy. I'm very proud of myself, and I did mention this to you because sober me attempts to add a little this, put a little bit of that, and
okay.
Hold on.
That's okay. Translation for not paying attention to the instructions.
Not paying attention. It's me trying to put a little sazon in whatever
you
I
mean.
Make.
Ruin it. Because there have been times where I'm like, this tastes a little off. What? Did you change the thing? Oh, yeah. This time I put this in this. I'm like, but why did you change it? Like, oh, I want to see something. I'm like, no. It worked before. It was fine before. If you want to take a little extra on the side and change it up there, that's perfectly fine. But why are you ruining my meal?
Not ruining it. Enhancing it.
Anyway, not enhancing it.
Moving along. So I was able to follow the instructions while I was super tipsy. Anywho. So the point of this is they were bomb. The burritos became amazing.
Really good.
And a joy in your mouth. So a couple hours later, while we were fast asleep, me over here got a little tummy aches, you know? And I'm like, you know what? I gotta get up. So I basically rushed to the bathroom and I forgot my phone. I know. What are you doing? I forgot my phone. So needless to say, the burritos are not a good idea when you're older. We're in our 30s. That is a big no-no.
Mid-30s.
Heavy meal is not a good idea. So I didn't have my phone. I was there for a while. And I happened to reach for the first thing that I found, which was a Clorox. One of the last ones we have, Clorox wipes. So I'm reading through it. And mind you, I had already read this before, but I didn't have the time, I guess, to actually read thoroughly. And on the back, it actually did say that it prevented the coronavirus on there, right? Human coronavirus. And then I got to thinking, like, man, I remember I would always pick up random shit in the bathroom, and it was really educational, like shampoo before the whole curly method and all that stuff for the curly heads out there. I knew sulfate was not a good thing, you know. So
what do you mean?
Sulfates are horrible.
I don't know. I used to borrow soap on my hair back in the day. So,
and this is what pisses me off, let me tell you right now, is that he has some luscious hair and he doesn't do anything to it.
No. I put conditioner once every like 4 months.
I hate you. Really? Every 4 months?
Something like that. Whenever I remember, oh, I should put conditioner in it.
Oh my gosh. No, it's a whole
mess. So soft, too.
As he's brushing his hair back and looking like he's in the wind. Whatever, bro. Anyways. So this is actually leading to my first topic.
Yeah.
So My topic, I already forgot what it was. Do you think reading random bathroom items is a lost art?
Well, yeah, because we have phones now. So we fall down the rabbit hole with whatever we're on the phone. It'd be Instagram, Facebook, Reddit. Mm-hmm. I remember there was a time where, yeah, I would grab the whatever soap was around, like the shampoo, and read the bottle. But I so I used to have a water spray bottle in the bathroom.
Water spray?
Yeah, just a spray. Mm. And they would shoot, instead of like a mist, a beam.
Okay.
And when I was sitting there, you know, taking a poop, in summer, there'd be a fly or two in there. So I'd be like, all right, aiming and trying to fucking knock it down with my fucking water bottle.
Oh my. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Would your folks be pissed with all the water splashing all over the bathroom?
First off, I was a good shot, so it'd only take 10 sprays or something.
Oh, hell no.
I would clean up only because, yes, I was never specifically told, why is there water? But it was one of those you hear, ¿Por qué diablos hay agua? I'm like, whoops. Because back in the day, there was a lot of people in this house, and we did only have one restroom. Mm-hmm. So, no, everyone blamed everyone, and I was never going to be like, yeah, it was me. I was like, who would do such a thing?
You know what's funny? My mom would tell me stories about her childhood, and you know, her dad would be like, who left this thing over here? And it would be my mom. She would go and hide. And so the first person that he'd find would be like my madrina, and he'd be like, it wasn't me. You know, so this big old scuff, when she would never admit it. But she was over there hiding. No soy maje. That's what she would have said. Yo no soy maje.
Oh, man. Yeah. But yeah. But then we all got smartphones, and now you're falling in the rabbit hole with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I kind of miss it, to be honest with you.
Why? Oh, no.
Well, yeah. Imagine if we did not have our phones. Because this is the thing. Yes, the phone is very educational. But you're looking for those things. I was never looking for coronavirus on a Clorox bottle. Had we been reading these freaking labels, we probably would have been more, you know,
freaked out.
No, aware. You know, I don't know. That's what I think. It's a lost art. Try it one day and see.
Boredom. It's not art,
babe. No, try it one day, people out there. Hopefully,
they probably already did it. They're like, well, please, we're in a new age. They're like, phone. You guys use a phone? I'm over here using my Switch.
Whatevs. I think. Actually, I'm wondering. I don't know about your folks. Did you guys have supplies? I know when I would go to a specific aunt's house, one of my tias, she had a little basket with magazines on them. And I remember one day, hold on. I remember I asked my mom one day and I said, Mom, I'm sorry. He just looked at me because one of the headphones fell.
You dropped my HyperX gaming headphones. These are expensive.
First of all,
no, that's fine.
It's not my fault.
If you break them, buy me a pair.
Okay, fine, whatever. It attacked me, FYI.
It did not attack.
Anyway, so back to my story. So I asked my mama and I said, hey, Mom, why don't we have any magazines in a basket? And she straight up rolls her head and looks at me. She's like, ¿tú quieres que se estén ahí por un gran rato? And I, basically saying, you want the person to stay there forever? What if you got to go to the bathroom? No, this way, hey, you got to hurry up. So
that's funny because I remember something similar. And now it makes sense. We never had none of that.
Yeah.
There's one bathroom. You go in there, you do it, you get out. But I remember at my mom's, where she used to work, she used to be a housekeeper. It was 1, 2, 3 bathrooms in the place. Mm-hmm. And I remember having, same thing, little basket with magazine. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wonder what that's for. And then, you know, when you go in, like, oh, I'm reading. And then you get, hey, ¿qué estás haciendo allá adentro? I'm like, oh, whoops. And it's, because you're reading something, and then you really do end up just going down the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that was a big no-no. And I remember I got a couple pounds on the door because of that. I'm like, oh, let's see what Thalia's doing this week, you know? Yeah, no. That's a big no-no.
You ever have a moment where they didn't rush the bathroom, but everyone's like, what the fuck is going on in there?
Several times, because I'm one of those people, and I apologize. I like to take long showers.
Oh, yeah, I
in,
know.
In steaming hot water, apparently.
No, it's not steaming. It's fucking scorching. It melts the like, that's why that's like, come on, clean, because it melts everything off. Jesus.
I love to take showers. Definitely that was the biggest one.
For me, it's not, you know, pooping related or anything, but it's shower related. I remember, I haven't taken a bath, like bath, you know, fill up the tub in years, but I remember when I was little, you know, I was taking a bath, my dumb ass, water. I jumped and just, water flies everywhere, but you know, I didn't get hurt. And then everyone rushed to the restroom. Are you okay? What happened? I'm like, nothing. I just jumped. Cabrón, I got such a yelling at. But I'm like, I was trying to have fun in my bath. Nope. Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh. You know what?
I was little too. I think I was like 7 or something.
My mom used to scare the crap out of me because I thought, you know, and guys, you know, we would think we were a little mermaid if we had bath time when we had the time. And, I remember this one day, I was maybe 4. I have bad memory. You know, I have a bad memory. So my hands started to become pruney.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm looking at my hands like, Ma, my hands, they're, look at them. They look old and wrinkly. And then she looks at me and she goes, oh, mija, we need to get you out of the tub right now. And I started crying. I go, Mom, what's going to happen? She goes, we're going to have to cut your fingers.
What?
Yeah. She goes, we're going to have to cut your fingers if you don't come out right now, because it's going to permanently stay that way.
Wow.
The lies that your parents would tell you.
I've had a traumatized event with my parents as well. So like, I remember when I was younger, they threatened me, well, if you don't do well in school and, you know, we're going to lock, if you want to act like an animal, we're going to lock you in your room, take away your bed, like everything in there. And you're basically going to poop in the corner and live there if you want to act like a bad child. Lord. I was like, I was traumatized. And then looking back, I'm like, that's illegal. That's where child services come in. But as a child, it traumatizes you.
Well, yeah. But were you good in school?
And then I got yelled at. Because I mentioned something like that to a friend's parent just offhandedly, and they mentioned it to my mom, and my mom laughed. Ah, you know, I was just joking with them. You said what to who? Yeah. And I'm like, but you told me you were going to do that. Well, you don't tell other people that.
My God. Isn't that funny, though? Because I remember, and I've spoken to a couple of friends of mine. That's, I think, across a lot of Latinos that, whatever happens at home stays at home. Yep. You know, you do not talk about it.
I learned it the hard way.
Yeah. It's parents deny.
Oh, but they threaten you with the worst things. But then when you bring it up, I never said that. What are you talking about? How dare you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. I totally understand. But what about your topic?
Oh, well, going back off of yours. So, you know, we were reading and doing it. So which one of us takes the longest? To go poop. I feel, in all honesty, it's you. Because here's the thing. You take the longest. I go the most often. Because I have my morning poop, my after coffee poop. After coffee makes me poop.
Oh my gosh.
My after coffee poop. Later on at lunch, if I eat something bad, poop. And then maybe a poop right before I shower, just to see, cleanse it out, you know, clean it out. But like, for sure, it's always the morning and the after coffee are always gonna happen. And then after that, it might not depend. If I eat, I know for a fact, if I eat teriyaki chicken I know for a fact I am rushing to the restroom right after. It's something about it that fucks in my stomach, and I will not stop eating teriyaki. I love me my teriyaki, but I know I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
So I have a question for you. Actually, because do you feel, no, let me rephrase it. Have you always been that way, or since you started working from home?
Okay, so I don't like pooping at work. That is something I just don't like to do. But I remember when I was at work, I knew if we're going to go eat teriyaki, I'm going to have to come back and rush and go to the restroom. And mm-hmm. it sucks because, A, you don't want to poop next to someone. Mm-hmm. Or B, it might be packed and now you got to wait. And
And then you're sweating.
Yep. And then you're sweating. And you're like, mistakes were made. And now I'm like, man.
And then you do your potty dance like, why, Jesus, why?
Oh, my goodness.
I think, honestly, that's maybe the reason why you go so far. So, well, to answer your question, it's, what is it? Hold on. It's quality, not quantity. So,
yes. Do you have a quantity poop? Because...
Actually, no, that's a lie.
Yeah, that's a lie. Because you've told me before, like, yeah, no, nothing came out. No, meanwhile, over here, I'm like,
no, I think my body right now, it's actually kind of out of whack because I am working from home. I don't know why. My body's like, hey, this is not what we're used to. But I think I just have issues going sometimes.
It happens.
In the morning, for sure. I go mm-hmm. unless it's something that I ate. It's weird. My bowels. It's so fucking weird to talk about.
What? Everybody poops.
So
unless you're Christian and then nobody poops from you and that's concentrated evil coming out of you.
Oh Lord Jesus. Okay. So it depends because it really depends on what I eat. Is I can't go. I don't know why. But usually I'm regular. Thank God. You know. I'm not going to lie. The phone is a very, it doesn't help because I can't concentrate.
And you then I go concentrate to poop?
Yes.
Really?
I don't know why. And I've tested this with, because that day that I didn't have my phone, there's been maybe like 3 times that I forget my phone because I'm like, oh, I got to go. And I forget my phone. So I'm like, okay, let me just read whatever is around. And it's easier for me. I don't know why. I wish I knew. But if I have any type of dairy, I will go immediately. Bubble guts. Yeah. So I usually don't go. It'll be in the morning. Maybe I'll go twice in the morning. And then, but in a matter of an hour, you know, when I first get up and then after I'm done getting ready. And then maybe at night. So during the day, I don't poop unless it's. I have to, like, there's something that I ate that makes me have to go. Okay. And now I'm actually more comfortable going in public when I had the runs at work one day that was so embarrassing. It was so, after that, I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. We all go to the bathroom, whatever. I'd rather go here than in my pants. So
have you ever pooped in your pants?
I have not.
You haven't?
I have not.
Well, I have. I've had it happen twice. Once, I still remember this. I was walking back from middle school, mm-hmm. and I would never, under any circumstance, go at school because mm-hmm. fucking kids are terrible.
Yeah.
And I remember coming back, and I remember clenching my butt cheeks. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm good. I'm okay. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Turning the corner, and I'm about half a block from the house. I see the house is right there. It's in striking range. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh no. Like, I'm like, you know when you clench your butt and you're like, your posture's mm-hmm. really weird. I'm like trying to rush. Mm-hmm. And I feel a little nug starting to come up.
No.
Like, oh God. And I'm like, fuck. And I'm running and I'm like, well, there might be a trail coming after this.
Oh my God.
And I got to the bathroom and not all of it made it onto the toilet. So that was the one. I cleaned myself up and whatever.
I would hope so.
So that was one time. The most recent one happened mm-hmm. where woke up. I had drank the night before and I'm like, I got to go pee. And then you were in the restroom. I'm like, all right, mm-hmm. whatever. I just got to pee. I'm going to go outside. So I open the door and I'm peeing. And then I fart and I'm like, I fucking woke up like this. And I'm like, that wasn't a fucking regular fart. Oh, damn it. And I'm like, so at this point, you know, I finished peeing, right? Because whatever, and I pinch and I'm like, I can't run. So I'm fucking waddling to the restroom. I'm like knocking and you're like, are you okay? Nope. Babe, go out. Huh? Out. And you're like, you rushed out and I went in and just all in the toilet. And I looked at the, I'm like, A little bit got on the underwear. Fuck.
Oh my God.
But like, so, you know, finished. And then I come out and you were like, everything okay? Nope. Pooped on myself. And you had that, like, the weirdest, like, huh? Wait, what? And I'm like, I farted. It wasn't just a regular fart. That's why. She's like, and you give me the, oh, that explains the rush into the rush. I'm like, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Really. Nope, nope, nope. Cleaned up what I could and switched up. So, yeah, whatever happens.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad that most of it made it into the toilet.
Most of it made it. 95%, 98% made it. But there's a little dribble on the on stuff, and damn it.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's that sucks.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And the worst part is, like, I was having a nice, you know, that nice, after you've been drinking piss, yeah, you've been holding it in, you're like, just letting it all out. And then, oh, let me just fart. Oh, that's not a regular fart. Fuck. And you, like, my butt clenched. It was like, oh, that's not a regular fart. Fuck. And that's why.
You know what has happened to me, though?
What?
Not poop. Mm-hmm. This is very embarrassing. Yes.
Which.
This is very embarrassing. Which
I found out. It's common. It's common that for women, at least from what I heard, like from that women, you know, with their pee, like it's more likely for them to pee a little on themselves than you know, than anything. It's just a thing. Like I was hearing shout out Woody Show. I love the Woody Show. And Ravi, the only female on the crew, was talking about, like, yeah, she has to sometimes, when she laughs really hard, hold herself because it might come out. There's a possibility. It's a little bit of maybe it might pee. And I'm like, that's a thing? And all the guys were like, wait, that's a thing? Like, yeah, it happens.
Well, I wish it was that. I don't know about anybody else out there, but I'm going to tell you a very embarrassing situation that happened. So I was having a dream.
Oh.
Right? Yes. I was having a dream, and I have a lot of these dreams. I don't know why. Well, I know now why, because I like to look up dreams. That's a whole other story for another day.
Yeah, you overanalyze dreams.
Yes. Anywho, so in this dream.
We're going to have our dream episode, because my dreams are random and crazy. But you're over here like, no, that means this. And this is what this is going
to
happen. No, it's
just. Yeah, I like to analyze dreams. I had this whole thing of I kept a journal with all my dreams, and then I would get the definitions to it. Anywho, whatever. This is besides the point.
That'd be for another episode.
Yes. So, you owe me a Coke. Jinx. Sorry, Jinx. Now you owe me a Coke. Anyways, going back. Great. I forgot what I was saying. Gosh darn you. Oh, the dream. Okay.
Did you poop yourself?
No. So, in the dream, from what I remember, I was trying to find a bathroom, but this bathroom was... It was stalls that were probably torso length. So it wasn't covering your... Yeah, it was weird. So I have these dreams a lot. And either sometimes I'm just in a stall, like from a school, right? Okay. And then most of the dreams that I have are... The stalls are torso length, but they're connected. So let's say there's maybe two stalls in... I'm sorry, two toilets in one stall. So, but you can see everything. It's like a kiddie bathroom. I don't know why, but it's adults go in there. And sometimes the past, I think, three times that I've had this dream, it's the bathroom is all graffitied out. It looks like, a really raunchy club, you know?
The hell are you?
Yeah, like a really raunchy
club. Poop club?
I don't know, but anywho.
Are they raving with feces? What?
I guess so, but anyway, so I'm in the bathroom, and then suddenly the dream goes and changes to, think of Ireland. It's all green and beautiful, but there's a toilet in the middle of all of the beautiful, you know,
there's nothing grassy wrong with
area.
That.
And then suddenly I see this little... charcoal, like a pool, like a little pool, and I'm like, oh, and I start going in my dream, and at that moment I realize, I wake up in a fright.
Did you pee the bed?
I not a lot, but a little came out, and I was like, I run my stomach is bloated. It is completely bloated and I stand up and I'm trying to waddle. So I remember you're waddling. I'm waddling because I don't want to pee, but I feel it going down my leg. And I'm crying and I'm, you know, whatever. I use the bathroom and then, you know, I clean myself up or whatever. And then I remember you were so worried. Go, babe, are you okay? What's wrong? And then I didn't want to tell you for the longest time until finally came out. And then after you knew that I was fine, you started laughing at me hysterically. Because it's hilarious. Like, you stop laughing at me. But that was one of the scariest moments because of the way I woke up. Like, oh my gosh. I thought I had completely like wet the bed, but I didn't. Thank God. Yeah.
Just means you had to buy a new bed.
But no. So yeah, that was a very scary moment for me. I go, oh my God, can I not hold my pee anymore? I can. Thank God. Hasn't happened since. Happens. Yeah. So one and done, I hope.
No, it's gonna.
Oh, yeah. No, don't put that out in the universe. Oh, Lord. Whatever. Whatever. Have you ever had any dreams where you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where you. I've woken up like. Then I fucking pee myself and then realize, okay, then, because in the dream you pee and you're like, and then that little thing in the back of the head, like, you're asleep, fucker. Wait, what? And you're like, oh, thank goodness, then I pee myself. Holy crap.
Well, the dream after this one, where it was one of the toilet dreams again, I remember I was about to, and then I don't know what it was. Something said, Brenda, wake up. And I woke up and I just ran to the bathroom. I didn't even care if I had to go or not. I'm like, girl, I'm not taking any chances this time. But yeah, that was pretty creepy. I was like, Brenda, wake up. Oh, okay, okay. Get up right now. So I don't know if it was a pee fairy. Thank you, pee fairy.
Your subconscious being all paranoid, like, do you really want to be known as the person that peed in the bed?
Do you really want to have plastic on the mattress now?
Do you really want to have to buy a new mattress?
Oh my gosh, yeah, that was embarrassing. Don't judge me. Whatever. Whatever. Anywho, so.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Gonna cut it short today, but.
Oh, I got lucky. Okay.
Why?
No, nothing. Go ahead. Keep going.
No.
No.
We'll have more topics next time, but. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed this. Share your pee stories or your poop stories. Let us know if you guys, you know, enjoy this episode. Or if any topics you guys want us to cover.
Yeah.
Any embarrassing, you know, things you want to hear from us. Like, I have no shame.
Oh, actually, let me shout out. It's not the Trinity. I was talking to her right now, but my quad. The four of us. My amigas. They listen to it and... they liked it, so.
Well, I hope they like this episode, because this one went into a weird area. But, again, we have no shame, and I'm always down to talk about anything. I don't care.
Yeah. But, pretty much anything.
So, hope remember to like, share, subscribe, and hope you have a great day, evening, whenever the hell you listen to us.
Yay. Adios.
Peace.
Bye.